In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us quieten our hearts this evening in opening prayer and thanksgiving. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we have come here again this evening to gather around your holy and precious word, dear Father, we come desiring to thank you for the many, many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for our homes and our families. Thank you for all that you have blessed us with in this temporal life. And we thank you for those dear escorts that you have given unto us to help us to journey towards the heavenly home. But above all these things, dear Father, we wish to thank you for this greatest gift. This gift of your dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom you saw it good, dear Father, to send down from heaven to save sin-fallen mankind. Dear Father, we ask this evening that you would increase our weak faith, that you would remember those who are battling difficulties in this life, that you would remember those who have lost the way, due to unforgiven sin, effect in their hearts, dear Father, a seeking and searching heart, so that they too could return to the Father's house. Dear Father, we enclose all our thoughts and prayers in that perfect prayer that your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. This Sunday's on the church calendar, I'm sure many of you have looked. It is the first Sunday in Lent. We remember Lent being that time of preparation before Easter. I believe it's 40 days, not including Sundays, before Easter. But I thought we would read one of the epistle texts set aside for this day. It's found in the Epistle of James. And in its first chapter. And we will read verses 12 through 16 with that continued prayer of faith that God would open His Word as He sees good at this time for the upbuilding and edification of His kingdom here below. And unto His honor and glory. The words are in Jesus' name. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Amen. Come before you, dear brother and sister, with my own doubts and fears, and ask if I can hear that gospel. My desire is to believe with you. The theme for this Sunday is Jesus the victor over temptations. This portion that we read speaks to us of this battle that we face daily. It is a battle against the threefold enemy. It is a battle against our sin-corrupt flesh. It is a battle against the enemy, Satan himself. And it is a battle against the world we live in. This portion begins, and it says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. What does this mean, dear brother and sister? We could think of this word blessed as another word for happy, you could say, fortunate. And that's how it is, isn't it, dear brother and sister? When we are able to endure those temptations that are before us, this endurance and strength comes from our Heavenly Father. He gives us this kind of strength to battle against the enemy. Oftentimes, we stumble. But when we think about the gospel text that is set aside for this Sunday, it's a very familiar portion to us, where Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Jesus was perfect. Jesus did not fall. He was perfect in every way. And we can thank God for this. But when we think about the tempter, and we read that portion of God's Word where Jesus was tempted there in the wilderness, we see there how that enemy is so cunning. The enemy is smart. The enemy knows when to attack. That first temptation that Jesus was faced with there in the wilderness, he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. He did not eat. The enemy of souls, he knew what kind of power Jesus had. And what was that first temptation that he came to Jesus with? In the beginning of Matthew, in that fourth chapter, let's think about this. Jesus there was in that wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, fasting. And that's when the enemy approached to tempt Jesus. And this is what he said, knowing full well what kind of power Jesus had. He said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." How has it been for you, dear brother and sister? When does the tempter come to you? He comes to us when we are in those low places, when we are vulnerable, when he knows we are at our weakest. He whispered those many lies. That no one is here. Go ahead and do that. Or go ahead and do this. No one will see you. He is a master of lies. Dear brother and sister. But this is how he is. He's relentless. He keeps coming and keeps coming. And this is why we keep coming and we keep asking for that precious gospel. Jesus responded to the tempter with God's holy and precious word. He was God. He says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is how our lives of faith, dear brother and sister, is sustained by and through that precious gospel. How has it been for you when you have possibly fallen into those sins of whatever they may be, and you have prayed to God for strength to go and put those sins away? God has heard your prayer. He has given you strength to go and speak to someone about that certain sin that you have fallen into. How then does it feel when you have heard that precious gospel? Has it not renewed that strength in us to battle? And is it not how we see here in that text of ours this evening, that blessed is the man that endureth temptation? Why is it so important, dear brother and sister, that we battle? That we endeavor to put sin away when it besets? We are reminded in this text that we read tonight why it is so important to battle against that threefold enemy. It says here, for when he has tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Dear brother and sister, I ask you, is temptation sin? We are all faced with temptation daily. Temptation itself is not sin, because Jesus didn't sin and he was tempted. The Bible speaks of Jesus not falling into sin. The Bible speaks of Jesus walking that perfect life. Jesus was perfect because Jesus knew how imperfect we would be. And we can rejoice in this, dear brother and sister. But it's important that inner battle remains. That we don't want to just succumb to those things in this world. Oftentimes we hear, well, that's just my temptation. No, we still need to battle. And if we fall, we need to put sin away. The enemy of souls, he wants to numb us. He wants to make it so those things that once bothered us no longer bother us. And how does he do this, dear brother and sister? By whispering those thousands of lies that we don't need to put that away. But it's just a little thing. This is how that conscience slowly but surely becomes hard. And pretty soon that conscience isn't bothered by sin. It is so important just as we heard this morning, that we hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. That we personally heed those warnings. Those warnings of sin. And that when we fall into sin, that we put them, those sins away. I remember years ago, when those videos first came out, and there were many, many discussions that should we have one of those video players in our homes? How has it been? No longer do we need those video players, do we? But we can get those movies and videos on our phones, on our iPads, on our computers. Dear brother and sister, it's important that we remain vigilant and remain watchful. And that we remain in that place of a child. That when those matters are discussed, that we don't have this kind of thought. That, yeah, maybe it bothers that person, but it doesn't bother me, so I will continue in this way. Dear brother and sister, I think we're going down a slippery slope. A dangerous road. If we're going to start thinking that my faith is so much stronger that I can withstand those kinds of things even if this person is offended. The Bible warns us in many places to be watchful, to be vigilant, to continue on this narrow way battling against the enemy. The Bible reminds us to continue going down those old paths, doesn't it? What are those old paths? I think we all know. The simple way of faith. Totally depending on that precious Word of God. Depending on that gospel message. This is the only way to heaven's glory. Is by and through the gospel. Oh, we are weak. This is why it's important that we come to the hearing of God's Word. It seems like today there are so many obstacles and so many things that are seemingly coming more important than to the hearing of God's Word. We personally need to soul search. Just as that psalm writer wrote, that search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Dear brother and sister, when we continue in this way, putting sin away when it besets, there is no question God will lead us to heaven's glory. The way will remain clear. I think of that portion that we were already at, where Jesus was tempted there in the wilderness. What else was he tempted with? The devil came to him, tempting him to. He placed him up on that high pinnacle and told him to jump. Told him that the angels will take care of you. That's what the Bible, that's what the Scriptures tell us. What was Jesus' response? Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I think this is a very important message for us. That we don't tempt God. That we don't have this kind of thought that, well, I can go and do this. And because God will forgive me. There's even that kind of thought out there that if I've been forgiven once, then I'm heaven acceptable. This was a thought at the last heresy, during the last heresy. And this is some of the thoughts of those who have just recently left. Dear brother and sister, we need the gospel daily. What did Peter come and ask Jesus? How oft should I forgive my brother? In a day. Peter, thinking 7 times was plenty. Jesus rebuked Peter and said, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. In other words, how often we need that grace. It is there for us. But dear brother and sister, let us not go to that place where we have this kind of mind, because this is what the enemy wants to put into our minds. Because there's so much grace and God loves us so much, you can go and do whatever you want. And just have it forgiven when you're done. This is the lie of the enemy of souls. And this isn't the heart of a believer. Because there's grace, I can sin. God forbid. We battle against temptations. And what does this scripture portion tell us? Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. When we think about the Lord's Prayer that we pray so often, what does that prayer pray for? It says, we ask God to lead us not into temptation. What are we asking God there? To give us strength to battle against temptation. God does not lead us into temptation. But listen to what it says. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. How important is this battle, dear brother and sister? Yes, we fall into sin. Yes, we are weak. But the gospel gives us strength and power to battle against sin and temptation when we believe it. Dear brother and sister, it pays to battle. The reward that awaits us is so great. And one day we will make it there when we continue to put sins away. Believe all of your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Be of good comfort. We are on the right road, the road that leads to heaven's glory. Everyone's temptations are different. You might be tempted with one thing. I am tempted with another. Maybe we're tempted the same way. But God knows where we are weak. And dear brother and sister, when we are weak, the gospel can make us strong. By and through that strength and power of God. Believe all of your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Continue and remain in this battle of faith. It is such a precious kingdom we dwell in. And this test ends. Do not err, my beloved brethren. We need to help each other on this way to heaven. When we see someone falling, may it be that we go and pick them up. That comparison has been made. If we were to see someone falling over a deep, steep cliff, we would be running and trying to grab them. Oh, how much more important that we warn each other of the dangers of sin, so that we can all make it to heaven's glory. Let us remain together battling. It is a good battle. We are in God's kingdom. We are God's children. And He is our precious Father in heaven. In Jesus' name, and always blessed name, amen. Let us quieten our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.